قال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا ونتخذه ولدا. وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض ولنعلمه من تأويل الأحاديث، والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. ولما بلغ شده آتيناه حكمه وعلما، وكذلك نجي المحسنين. وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه وغلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك، قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. In the last verses that we discussed, what we discussed previously, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his brothers were jealous of him, so they threw him in a well. And some travelers, when they were going past, they picked up Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from this well. And instead of returning him to his father, they took him as a slave and he went to travel all the way to Egypt from the areas of Canaan, Palestine. All the way to Egypt they traveled, and they went to Egypt and they sold Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam as a slave. Allah Ta'ala continues, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِصْرَ. And the person from Egypt, the Egyptian person who had purchased Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a high ranking prominent person. Some tafsir had that he was the finance minister, the person in charge of all the finances of the country, so he was a high ranking person. He said, لِمْرَأَتِهِ, to his wife, أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ, that this person I purchased, the boy that I have purchased as a slave, look after him, take care of him. عَسَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا, perhaps when he grows up, he be of some sort of benefit for us, or at least, أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا, we can adopt him as a child. Since we have not been blessed with any children, we do not have any children, then maybe we can treat him and take him as our adopted son. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُسْوَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, Allah Ta'ala says, just like that, as we had saved him from the well, likewise Allah Ta'ala now gave Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam some sort of position, some sort of authority, or some sort of, Allah Ta'ala settled him down, made it easy for him in the land, because he had been in the well, and from where to where Allah Ta'ala took him from the well, and now he is in a comfortable home, and he is living a stable life again. وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ, Allah Ta'ala also did all of this year, because Allah Ta'ala had a plan for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. The plan for him was that he will grow up, become a Nabi, and he'll be a person who will be granted the knowledge of the interpretations of dreams. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ, and Allah Ta'ala's plan, Allah Ta'ala is dominant in his plan. Many, many times we do not see the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many things will happen this way or the other, but all of that is part of a great plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in place. And the plan of Allah Ta'ala, that will definitely unfold. The way Allah Ta'ala has planned events, events will definitely unfold in that way. No one can overpower, nothing can ever happen that will spoil the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, Allah Ta'ala, as He plans, that's how things will be. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi, Allah is dominant, Allah's plan will overpower everything. Walakin akthara an-nas la ya'lamun, but most of the people do not realize this. So that is why when things happen to us, we sometimes get down, get us depressed, and we begin to moan and groan, but all of this is part of the greater plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ شُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam reached the age of complete strength, which is normally given, the tafsir normally given around the age of 33 or the age of 40, and then reached that age, we granted him wisdom and we granted him knowledge. This is referring to Allah Ta'ala giving him nubuwa, Allah Ta'ala making him a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was the general way Allah Ta'ala did things, that Allah Ta'ala would give prophethood to a Nabi when he reached this age around between the ages of 33 to 44. Because at that time a person now is almost completely matured, likewise his bodily strength has reached its pinnacle, its peak. So at that time Allah Ta'ala will give nubuwah to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah says, in this way do we recompense those who do good. Those who do good, those who practice, there's a lesson for us here. Those who do good, those who practice upon the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah blesses them with two things. Allah blesses them with knowledge, and Allah ta'ala blesses them with wisdom. Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wa ta'ala says, we gave him knowledge and wisdom, and in this way, this is the way we recompense and repay those people who do good. وَرَاوَدَتُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ, we all hear about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam being a very, very good looking person. So when he was staying in the house of that minister, and now he had grown up into a very good looking man, so now the wife of that minister became tempted by Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and she tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. She tried to get him to commit the ghastly act of zina. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ, she locked all the doors. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَلَكْ, and she told him that now she told him hurry up and come. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, come commit the act of zina with me. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, being a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who had a strong spiritual connection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately said, Ma'ad Allah, I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innahu rabbi ahsana mathwai. Certainly, my Lord has given me a good place to stay, he has taken care of me, he has put me up very, very well. So your ulama give two tafsirs. The word rabbi is used here, which is a word in Arabic that can refer to both my master, or it can refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yeah, both can be appropriate. Certainly Allah ta'ala has taken good care of me. How can I go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commit the sin? Or it can mean that certainly my master, that is your husband, this lady's husband, he has been very, very kind to me. He has given me a good place to stay. He has looked after me. So how can I be disloyal and treacherous and now go commit zina with his wife? إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ, certainly those people who do wrong, those people who make zulm, they will never ever be successful, neither in this world nor in the hereafter.